Years. This is WA2AX for the K2IRT group.
This is KB2VEQ checking in for the our K2IRT group.
Hey, how you doing there, KB2VEQ? Now, let's kick it off. Going to say good evening to everyone on the repeater network. This is WA2AX Lobby for the New York City Transit K2IRT radio club. We usually meet on this frequency every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to whatever you throw on the table. And you don't have to be a member to join us, just check in and come in and join the fun here, join the discussion. Just going to open it up for a second. We have Val, KB2VEQ. Do we have anyone else from the K2IRT group?
WB2YZX.
That's Charlie, WB2YZX. Do you have anyone else tonight? Well, I'm not hearing anything. Kick it off by once again saying good evening to everybody. You got the K2IRT group meeting again, just to tell Charlie and the gang there, I took today off. I had to go do my taxes and render unto Caesar what is Caesar's today, but since I do this out in Long Island, gave me a chance to swing back by Hamels on the way home, and during that 50 and 60 mile an hour gust, that tower is still there, the antenna is rock solid. I tell you, when we get together, we do something, it's going to last. It's temporarily permanent, as we say. So it survived the wind. It survived the wind. I survived the wind pretty much, too. At that, let's give it over to Val, see what Val has to say. KB2VEQ, come on into the K2IRT group.
Thank you, Lovie. Charlie, how are you guys? Find a hope, trying to keep warm and stay grounded to 50-mile-an-hour winds. My antenna's holding up pretty good over here also. I ran out to take a look at it this morning first thing, and it was still standing, so I said, oh, that's it. We did a good job, Lobie. Hamels Y, I'm sure, was holding just as well. Like you said, temporary permanent, just the way things are done at the TA. Unfortunately, but sometimes they are, so you always have to make it safe. And that's the way we follow that pattern all through our lives, I guess, after 30-some-odd years for you and I, Lobie, and Charlie, I'm sure, has the same practice. So it sounds good. Good to hear you guys' voice out there. And I'm going to let it go around the table here. And turn it back over to you, Lobie WB2AXZ, kick this KB2VEQ.
W2FBR checking in. Hello, Jets. We got Steve out there, too. How you doing there, Steve? All right, Val. Yeah, as I said, when we get together to put something together, we try to make it last a little bit longer than the usual. And last weekend, just spent a couple hours there, didn't do anything unusual, but we did a quick inventory of the stuff that we had at Hamels, and I have two big spools. I had one spool with a partially filled yellow cord, and I've got a brand new 5,000 foot container of it. So what Andy did while we were working on the other stuff is Andy and Dennis threw a couple extra lines up there just for the halibut. And as I said, it's holding up pretty good. Now we just have to figure out a way of getting the thing down. Andy and I are looking for a block and tackle. Wally wants us to go and get a winch of some sort. But if we can get a multiple block and tackle set, I think we can do it just as fast, just as quick, and get the thing down, do what we have to do, and put it back up again. All right, let's give it up to Charlie now, WB2YZX, and the island of Staten. This is the K2IRT group.
Hey, WA2AXZ in the group, WB2YZX, and good evening to Val, been a while. And Steve, always good to hear you. And Yeah, it was quite windy today. In fact, it was. I had a hassle getting home from work today because they closed the top of the Verrazano Bridge, which has the effect of slowing traffic in half, and it was a nightmare even getting near the bridge. I mean, it took an extra half hour to get home, and it was an absolute nightmare. But hey, what are you going to do? And yeah, Val, I've been kind of missing you, and I've been working at J Street the last couple of weeks filling in for, I think you know Alan, he's on vacation, so I've been hanging out over there. So, at any rate, good to hear everyone, and back over to you, Lobby.
B2YZX, the K2IRD group. Well, I tell you, I'm going to be working this weekend. I've got to do a tour, and I'll talk to Steve about that. This will be the second one that I'm doing on Sunday at the Greenwich substation. Hey, as long as we have the paying customers putting money into the museum, I'm happy there. All right, let's give it over to Steve, W2FBR. Didn't want to give you a beat.
No, that's okay, Lobby. I know what you were talking about. Good evening, everybody. This is W2FBR with the K2IRT group. Just got home a little, I guess about a half hour ago, 40 minutes ago. Didn't feel like going out and driving tonight with all this wind and all this, all these projectiles flying about, you know, in different shapes, forms, and weights and sizes. So I just opted to walk around the corner to the Chinese takeaway and get some Chinese food tonight instead of doing the corned beef and cabbage routine. So I'm home for the evening, for all intents and purposes, unless I get a better offer, and I doubt that's going to happen. So anyway, on a museum car note, drop. The four IRT low leads are up at 207th Street Yard. I was enlisted by the usual suspects Wednesday night to bring the low leads up from Coney Island to 207th Street for some real maintenance work. So they're trying to restore the electrical and pneumatic system to original as much as they can within reason. Those cars were pretty butchered up in the late 70s with an attempt to, quote, improve or update, unquote, the cars, which didn't fare too well. So they're trying to put back as much originality underneath as they possibly can. So that's maybe basically the latest and so greatest on this end. But anyway, at least they're getting work done, and they got the right people, you know, in the pits working on it. So that's it for the moment, Lobby. I'll turn it back over to you, and once again, good evening to the whole group here. It's been a couple of weeks. We had the eyeball last week, but 2 Broadway is a bit of a haul from trying to get 2-7 down there and back to Jersey, so maybe the next eyeball in Midtown, I'll hit that one. Let's see, WA2AXC with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR, over.
All right, W2FBR, we got the K2IRT group here. Yeah, well, I've been in contact with Bill Wall. Matter of fact, Bill graciously gave me 3 very old books. The oldest one dating back to the turn of the century there. And it has all the builder's specifications with the signed copy with Thomas E. Murray's signature. Thomas E. Murray was the gentleman who built New York's power system after Edison. Now everybody bows down to Edison as the great inventor, but after he built Pearl Street and his little DC networks in lower Manhattan, Thomas E. Murray and the gang came in, and they built that monstrous Waterside power plant. They built our Kent Avenue power plant, Central, Sherman Creek, to name just a few of the couple dozen that he did. So what I've been doing is I've been scanning the pages in, maybe about 5 or 10 pages a day when I have a chance. I copied his last book was printed in 1922, and I put that completely on the computer there. It's a nice reference to the subway power system, as well as the power system in general for the whole New York City area. But I'm going to go back in time. I'm doing the 1910 book now, and about a quarter of the way through. Should be done in about a month. And then I'll tackle the 1905 book and go from there. Got to be very careful with it. They're very, very old books there. Let me just drop this for a second. Yeah, you talk about the old OVs and the like. In the 70s and 80s up until the 90s, I was working with the museum and a couple of the gang up there, Bob Stanish too for that matter. And as we were closing our substations, we were turning over the car equipment, the old air compressors. We had these Westinghouse double pumpers there, the old-fashioned compressors that were identical to the ones used on the trains. So pretty much whatever's out there on the low Vs and some of the other historic cars, some is original, and of course some came from our substation. Believe it or not, I still have a couple more out there. I know they're drooling over them, so we'll work with them and get them over there. I'll take a little pause here, see if anyone else wants to check in. Again, this is the New York City Transit K2IRT radio group, meeting here every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock to talk about everything and anything. Do we have any additional check-ins? Come on now. I'm not hearing anything. Turn it back over to Val. And Val and Steve, for that matter, we're talking to Tom today, KC8QGJ out in Ohio. And the bands on 40 meters, even 160s, have been opening up something fierce. Tom from Chardon, Ohio, was working, what the hell was he working? He worked Hawaii. He says that's the furthest he's ever really gotten out on 40 meters. And it's amazing at nighttime now how 160 is opening up, and you get a lot of DX coming in. So, I said if you have the chance to get out there later, fire it up and give a shout. You know, the gang's always out there somewhere. Let's go back to Val, KB2VEQ. We got the K2IRT group.
Okay, Lovey, this is KB2VEQ and the K2IRT bunch. I just want to let you know, I saw you the Tesla program that you were on TV, and I saw you out there last week, and I meant to call you and let you know, but it was real late. It was about 11 o'clock they were showing the thing. Modern Marvels, that was it, Channel 40 for me, and it was very good, very interesting. I was hoping to be able to see it, and finally did get a chance to see it, and you did a good job out there. Keep up the good work. Maybe, your star is waiting for you pretty soon on Hollywood. Just need to keep it up and be discovered. This is KB2VEQ. Turn it back over to you, WA2YAC and the K2RT bunch. Pick it up, Lily.
Now, KB2VEQ, the K2RT group. I've had more than my 15 minutes. I think over the past 20, 25 years, I've done so much TV and the radio stuff, but if they haven't discovered me by now, they won't. But here's an interesting note. I'm working with Walt Disney now, and they're going to be doing some filming at our substation 40 down at 77 Murray Street. They scheduled to take over the substation about middle of April, like April 12th, 13th, around that neck of the woods there. So they haven't even told me the name of the production that they're doing, but it'll be interesting when they get out there. I don't know, Mary Poppins does the subway? You never know. give it up to Charlie, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group.
WHUAXZ and again WB2YZX. Yeah, you are becoming more and more famous, Lobby. No two ways about it. I mean, QSC last month, and hey, what can I tell you? You know, it's funny. I was trying to get into J Street this morning, and they were filming a movie in front of the building, and they wouldn't let me in the door. And one of the stage men said, you have to wait, they're filming something. And it was really nothing. I mean, they had the lights and everything set up, and I said, but I work here, I gotta get in here. And he says, and I said, what's going on? He says, obviously you're filming a movie. And he says, oh, this is a film by, he gave me the producer, he kept repeating the name, Philip Seymour Hoffman. He says, do you know him? I said, no, I never heard of him before, and I have to go to work. And he told me the name of the movie, which I forget. But finally, they let me in the building, which was very nice of them. But I don't know why they were filming in front of the, of 370 J Street. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. But that was my morning, and I was watching on Channel 13 earlier, and I saw on the internet also about these two satellites that collided over Siberia, and they're saying more and more this is going to be a problem. It was an old Russian satellite that they had lost control of. So it was pretty much drifting on its own. It hit an iridium satellite, and now they got 18,000 pieces of junk flying all over the place in addition to what's already up there. And they say this is more and more becoming a big problem. So it was interesting to think about that. Back to you, Bobby.
Okay, they're going to have to wind up getting that that big space vacuum. Remember that Spaceballs movie there, where they had the maid with the vacuum, try to clean up the space area there. Well, as I said, more and more we put more and more junk up there, and not only the U.S., but China's putting stuff up there. Russia's been putting stuff up there for years. They have to start some kind of a program to bring it down one day. They're tracking it, though. I remember reading in the paper today that there's one guy part of NASA. His only job is to track space debris. And he's got to plot all the trajectories of the space shuttle and the space station around all this garbage. Got to be something. Had there been one heck of a bang, these two satellites hitting, because you know how fast they travel in opposite directions. It's Murphy's Law. You've got a whole universe of space out there, and these two satellites the size of a Volkswagen bug coming together, so, I don't know, had to be something. All right, let's go down to Steve again. This time Steve's at his house, and he's not running out for a corned beef sandwich today, are ya? W2FBR. He got the K2IRT group.
No corned beef and cabbage dinner tonight. No, I don't think so. It's a little too much out there for me. Well, that wind blowing all day, tracing around 27, so don't feel like being tossed around in my car. Anyway, maybe, Moby, when you're done scanning those books, hopefully they'll be available, you know, a copy on CD. That's awfully long, painstaking work. Take about a month? Holy smokes. Well, at least it will be saved. At least it will be archived, which is a good thing. And speaking of archives, I don't know if there's a way of getting a hold of a copy to Modern Marvels, but I don't have cable here, let alone a regular terrestrial, if you want to call it, television antenna. I have a TV sitting here for the last 5 years. I haven't plugged it in yet. So, goes to show you how much I care about it. But in a case like Globy, with Modern Marvels being on there, I'd make an exception and get the DVD. So I don't know if there's a way of tracking it down, Lobie, but maybe you can enlighten me. So maybe you have a copy of it already. So, and as far as those D3F Westinghouse pumps, yes, they're definitely a wonderful thing to procure, considering the low V's need four replacements for four cars, or at least Billy Alcott's working on three out of four now. They originally had D2Fs on them, and they've been putting D3s in it, so D3s are a little more plentiful, I guess, on this end of the world. So that's about it, I guess, for the moment. And as you fellows are chatting away, I'm stuffing my face here, having my supper. So over to you there, Lobi, WA2AXZ in the group with the K2IIT bunch. W2FBR.
I just give them a little bit of time if anyone else wants to chime in. Well, it's going to come a time where, you know, they can rebuild them, and they can rebuild them to a point, but if they ever need armature rebuilds or anything, you know, we have the pick and shop, the power shop over there. And our guys rebuild every kind of a motor, from a little fan motor up to a what are they working on now? They had this monster, I think stood about 3 foot high, an elevator motor. Nothing unusual for us over there, so maybe if it really gets down to it there, they can contact the gang over there, and we'll help out and do what we can. Good old Westinghouse pumps there. You got that classic... there's a trademark of those old cars there. I'd hate to see the day when you know, they finally do wear out and they have to stick those rotary pumps on there. I think someone will just have to make a recording of the old pumps and put a speaker underneath there and try to make it at least sound original. Once again, this is the K2IRT radio group. And you've got Lobi here, WA2AXZ at the helm today. We meet every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat. And again, you can just check in anytime. You don't have to be a member and be part of the talk. With that, we'll just take a pause and we'll continue. That's the K2IRT group. Hey, hearing nothing. Sounds like the gang is pretty much sure pooped out today. They're running around. You know, a lot of people are supposed to be off today, and I think even more will be off on Monday. So it's going to be an interesting week. Interesting week there. Just for Steve's information, I've got a copy from Modern Marvels. I got the DVD. So I'll see if I can burn the copy for you and get it out to you. It's amazing. I was working with all these TV studios over the years, and they usually hand you a professional copy. Like I have the MythBusters on a good tape. This is before they did the DVD, so I got that on a tape. And the American Experience, they gave me a good tape. Modern Marvels, it looks like they just had a DVD. Burned it on a computer, and they sent it to Joe and I. That's the chintziest looking thing you'd ever see. You know, we're happy to have it. It's a clear copy, but how they've come in all these years here. Let's turn it up to Val, KB2VEQ. What do you have to say about the price of tea in China?
Hi, this is KB2VEQ. I'll tell you. You know, your experiences out there, and I think you're about ready to go out about now. You got your TV experience, your book writing experience. I think you've pretty much found your niche in journalism. You may be ready to go out after you get this test run in, what is it, April? You're going to be going out for a little while? Disney better find somebody else to show them where Mickey Mouse's cousins are. So this is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Lo.
KB2VEQ, K2IRT group. Well, you're right about that. Slowly but surely, I've been getting things together. I've been working on the camper. I tell you one thing I'm looking for. I'm looking for a half-inch slow-speed electric drill. Yeah, I gotta dig up this thing here. The camper's got a manual crank, and There's no problem cranking the top up and down. It just takes maybe 3 to 5 minutes, nice easy cranking, and the thing opens and closes there. But like I said, my left arm hasn't been doing too well the past couple of months, so I bought this little toy. It's a truck adapter that goes into the crank. And the trailer people tell me, well, what you need is a half inch electric drill. They say you can get yourself a battery one, an 18 volt, and that'll be plenty to do it. Well, I want to tell you, that was not plenty to do it. I tried a regular half inch, but these things are too high speed. So if anyone has any suggestions, if there's any variable speed, the low speed, high torque half inch, I may want to give it a try and see what I can do. It'd make life a lot easier for me to get out there and run around. But got all these brochures coming in from all over the country, and I pretty well have it mapped out which way I'm going to go. Just going to take a nice easy ride. I'm not going to do, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium. But I'll try to get out to the Grand Canyon, Nashville, Oklahoma City. I was going to stop off in Las Vegas, not to gamble though, but I'm going to make a left turn and go over to the dam. Come on, you can't take the power people out of me just yet, but we'll see how we go. I'm going to make at least 5 weeks. So what I'll try to do is I'll try to get about 3.5 weeks on the road, and then I have to be back at Dayton for the Dayton Ham Fest. And I got the place already scoped out for a week up there, so we'll get out there and have a little fun. Take a rest, too. I'll need a vacation for the vacation. All right. Drop out the repeater for a second. Hi, Charlie. WB2YZX. Just curious, the other day I was talking to you on the phone about that little incident. Did you hear anything further on that?
WH2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, I didn't get any names, but apparently someone will hang for that. Boy, I tell you, these guys are some really dumb things. I tell you. Oh, man, I tell you. I could tell you a few other stories, but I had to work today, and I had no people. I mean, a sergeant went out in army, so it was a nice, easy day. I just did some paperwork. No one bothered me, and I even made a few contacts with my HD from work. So, not a bad day at all. And, yeah, Monday's a holiday, but it's also my day off. And nice change of pace. Like I said, I've been over at J Street for the last 2 weeks, which is pretty good. They pretty much leave me alone over there. So, that's about it. I'm drawing a blank here. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Alright, WB2YZX and the K2RT group. Well, I tell you, after I ran and did my taxes today, I went out to Freeport, Long Island. Been going out to that fellow there for 25 years. He's pretty good so far. I usually make it a point. I make it a point to, right afterwards, take a ride down to the Long Beach area. And they have this wonderful seafood place, Peter's Clam Bar. And even though the outside portion, like a little Coney Island stand on one side, even though the outside portion closes for the winter, they have the restaurant side there. And, oh, they have great fried clams and fish and shrimp and everything. And my tongue was hanging out for it. So I'm heading down the road, Long Beach Road. I can see the Peter sign in front of me. And as I pull up, the whole place, front to back, is boarded up. So it looks like that's another one, another victim of the recession that we're in right now. They just folded up like the clams, and they're gone. And it was a shame, too, because I used to go there. Jeez, I lived out in Long Island for over 25 years, and it used to be my second home over there. That probably accounts for the roundness of the tummy. All right. Well, we got Steve W2FBR in the background. And I'm just curious, Steve. What I did was the latest pictures that you sent me, I sent them out to Tom, so he should have gotten them already. So he should have some nice comments about it there. He loves looking at you in front of the trains there. He says, you don't belong there. You look like a kid. W2FBR, K2IRT Group.
Yeah, very good, W2AXC with the K2IRT Group. This is W2FBR. Well, believe it or not, that actually makes me feel pretty good. If he thinks I look like a kid at 42 years old, then I guess I must be doing something right. I don't know what, but I'm doing something right. I don't know. Oh, well. Anyhow, let's see. Speaking of power, I gapped. I had a mental gap here. The trip around the country. I know you'll be accompanied by HF and VHF mobile equipment. That'll be good. And we'll have to look for you on 40 meters, maybe even 20. Decide to set up a schedule. So that'll be pretty interesting. Keep me posted. And speaking of pictures, I got the picture of your daughter and the new brother-in-law. So congratulations. I want to ask you about that via landline. It was a really, really nice picture. Very, very sweet. I certainly wish them both the best, that's for sure. Good-looking couple. I wish them a lot of luck. And, you were talking about the armature repairs. That may be a good thing to Bill Wall and Billy Alcott. Hook him up with the partners in crime over there in the motor shop. That would be a great help. I know that they're trying to overhaul a few DCFs, and I know a couple of motor generators on the post-war museum cars that have been in trouble over the last couple of years. So definitely prefer go in that direction with your good ratings. That's a wonderful thing. So anyway, let me bounce it back to you. I have a tendency to go in the AM mode and key up and make the old buzzer transmissions, and I forget myself. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT Group, W2FBR.
All right, W2FBR and the K2IRT Group, WA2AXZ at the helm. And, yeah, as I said, the motor shops at Coney Island Yard and 27th Street used to do a lot of work over there. And they did a lot of rebuilding of the vintage equipment there. And as of late, looks like they're just laying back a little bit. You got that new management there. They don't want to do anything. They just want to just get their cars on the road and the heck with the museum. It's a sad commentary on the latest mindset over there. But as I said, we go through all of this every couple of years. A new boss comes in and more hell breaks loose. Well, what can you do? Got myself a new toy over here. I just turned it on. And TA got me my new laptop, and it's got Wi-Fi on it. And I haven't the slightest idea how the heck to turn it on and how to hook on to this Wi-Fi thing. So got a nice little blue light with the antenna symbol on it, and it's there winking at me, telling me, "Oh, there must be something out there." So I'll be playing with it from time to time to see what's going on. As I said, I got home today, and I was doing a little cleaning in the basement, and Charlie will enjoy this. I went to the front of the basement where I have all the radio stuff, and there on the shelf is my Amico TX-62, my Clegg 22, my Clegg 66, the National VFO-62, that was the crystal driver, the replacement for the crystals. And, I don't know, I found the Tentec Kia downstairs. I got two Sonar BR-21 linear amplifiers. I feel like I'm starting a swap and shop for Abe over here. But it's a shame because it's good AM equipment. He hasn't been running many moons. Probably would if I bring it up slowly, but we'll see what happens. Maybe there's another ham somewhere on the frequency or out there that is into the old boat anchors and give it a good home. We'll have to see. All right. I'll give it up to Val, and Val, as Steve was saying, my youngest daughter got married last week, and she's happy now. She's got her hubby, and away they go. KB2, the EQ, you got the K2 IRT group.
Someone trying to get in?
KB2 DCL, Dog Charlie Lima, is that correct?
Kilo Bravo 2, United Bravo Lima.
KB2, United Bravo Lima, how you doing there? Come on in and make a quick one. Making the repeater, the carrier is there, but the audio is just at the threshold. If you can just change your location a little bit, maybe you'll be able to catch it yet. You got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. Yeah, if somehow you can just increase your power a little bit or get to a window or whatever with the handheld there, it'll be a little bit better and everyone will be able to copy you then. All right, we'll go back up to Val again. KB2VEQ, it's all yours, Val.
Okay, thank you, Lobi. I forgot what I was going to say there for a minute. We were able to pick him up, squeeze him in just a little bit there, but wasn't quite audible, so what can we do? Well, I'm going to try and get in touch with you anyway, Lobi, so see what we can do. I got this little hamstick, and maybe we can work out something and get together maybe on a weekend or something and see if we can bring it up and pick up something. I don't know, because during the day we may not be able to get anything anyway, but if we can get, so if you have any kind of test equipment, we can test it and see if if it will transmit on that little hamstick, I'd appreciate it. KB2VEQ, back over to you, Lobby, WA2AXZ, and the K2RT bus.
Well, we've got another check in there, the other check in. Come on in, please.
N2 Oscar Bravo Echo checking in. Name's Mike, and the location is Cincinnati, Brooklyn.
So, good evening, Mike. N2OBE. This is the K2IRT group. You're more than welcome to join us in today. But, just give me one second here. I'll let me finish with Val, KB2VEQ. Yeah, Val, I've got everything. I got the analyzer and everything you pretty much need. So, try to get the stuff together, and we'll get together before I take my little trip. And we'll get you on 160, because you'll enjoy it at nighttime. You got a good group of guys there. It's like the 72 Chew, and it's growing. It's surprisingly growing. There's so many people getting on 160 now. Must be nice to throw a nice long wire in the backyard, but for us that live in the city, the hamstick works just fine for me there. Has to say, November 2, Oscar Bravo Echo. Come on in, Mike.
Yeah, so what's the topic for today?
Well, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Group. Anything that's on the table, from trains to ham radio to whatever else you want to put on there. We're talking about some old radios and antennas earlier, and our friend Steve, W2FBR in New Jersey, is the motorman of all those historic museum trains there. He comes in a few minutes after you. Go ahead.
I guess I'll jump in there when I have something to say there, and I'll be listening and break in when I've got something to say there, and be part of the roundtable discussion there. Sounds like a good group.
We definitely have a good group here. Do you work for transit? Number two, Oscar Bravo Echo. Mike, do you work for transit? He's on the side there. What else do we have? Quarter two. They turned on 160 right now, and the gang is out there doing their thing. Nice. Got a nice low noise level today. Noise level's only about a 6, so I should be getting out good tonight. Charlie, WB2YZX. You ever use sideband, the 20 meter sideband on those antennas to get out? Go ahead.
B2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, I have a 20 sideband. I have dipoles in my. For 2015-10, I got 17 and 12 on the 1 feed line, and the 17 meter antenna doubles on 6 meters, and I got the X here for 432 meters. So I got a lot of stuff up there, and I'd like to be able to get down on the lower bands, but there just isn't enough room. So what are you going to do? But I have no complaints. And I operate some 2 meter sideband, and even a few guys on 432 sideband some nights are jumping for that. Yeah, you mentioned that old PX62. I'm sure I worked you with mine back in the good old days. I don't remember who I sold it to, but that was a nice rig. My first VHF rig was my Heathkit 2, which I should have kept. That was kind of a classic. I think everybody had one of those at one time or another. Back to you, Lobby.
And to OB.
Hey, Mike. You up in a second there, OB. Yeah, well, I either worked you on the TX-62 Charlie or my old Lafayette HA-1200. The HA-1200 met an untimely death. That's amazing how many parts you have when it falls off the shelf there. That was back during wife number one. Amazing how many radios went flying. I even had a UFO, an unidentified flying oscilloscope. Good old ICOM oscilloscope that bit the dust back then. But the old two-year AM rigs were great. We had a lot of fun on that. Used to work with K2VGV and W2PBQ on the old National Award Hunters Club nets in 1970, 71, 72 there. Like everything else, a lot of the gang got old, and they just got off the air, and times changed. Yeah, maybe we'll have to fire it up again. See if I get some smoke out of it. N2 OBE again. Yeah, Mike, come on in.
Yeah, my battery died. The question was whether I work in transit. No, I teach EMS. I teach I'm an instructor.
All right. You work with any of the emergency groups there, the Red Cross or any of the disaster relief groups?
No, negative. I was for ECP and NASA. I gotta be on the side for a second there. I gotta do something here. I'll be right back.
Alright, so we have N2OBE on the side. You got the K2IRT group. But, yeah, Charlie, one day when you're off and, if I'm over here at the home QTH or even working that day, you gotta try to do a 20 meter contact to get up on 20. I've got all this fancy equipment here. I've got the Icon 756 Pro. I think I've had it on 20 meters twice. The rest of the time I've been living on 40, 80, and 160. What are you going to do? All right. Let's see if Steve's doing anything down there in the wilds of Jersey there. Hey, Steve, all the years that you've been around the radio, you have any old stuff over there? W2FBR.
Do I have any old stuff? How much time do you have?
Oh, another 9 months till I retire.
Oh, I got plenty of boat anchors over here. You're talking about 6 and 2 meter AM. I've got a Johnson 6 and 2 transmitter with the matching VFO. And that can be married up to my Ranger or Valiant transmitter. There's a Viking 2 CD Johnson transmitter sitting here. Let's see, a Globe King 500. Let's see, RCA AR88LF. Oh, I got a few things around here. What do you think? W2FBR.
Yeah,
what?
Well, as I said, I had a whole array of stuff from a long, long time ago there. I remember my Johnson Viking 500, the monster. It had a 4400A output tube on there. But that's the only thing I have left. Well, I borrowed the 811s there. That's another one that bit the dust many, many years ago. But that was a fantastic rig, especially with the gas rectifier tubes. Because when you put out a CQ, the radio talked back to you because you're calling out CQ, and this humongous box on the bottom with the garbage can handles would glow blue, and as the current demand went up, you'd say CQ, CQ, and the box will go zoom, 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 and follow along with you. So. It's the new modern, wonderful world of electronics there. It's nice to have all this old stuff. And I tell you, when you go to Dayton, you get a chance to relive all these old timers over again, because out in that backyard area, they have everything. You talk about everything, anything you can imagine that's out there. And it can all be yours if you have a couple of bucks and you can haggle them down. I'm just going to sit back and take it nice and easy now. I'm not going to buy any more toys. I'm still waiting for my friend down in Kentucky there, KK4UET. He was supposed to get a new rig, and I was supposed to pick up the Icon 746 Pro. I'm going to throw that thing in the Jeep and get rid of, not in the Jeep, but in the camper. And semi-retire the 718. But I haven't heard anything, so I'll give it another couple of weeks, and if I don't hear anything, then we'll just hit the road with the good old 718. Got some modifications I've got to do in the camper, though. Just make some adjustments here and there, and then turn the key, lock the front door, and I'll catch you guys as I hit the road there. Who's next on this list? Well, let's see if Mike is back there again. He came back in to OBE. And then we'll just open it up for any last minute check-ins there. Mike, you still with us? Nothing heard there. As I said, last week, a couple of the gang got together at Hamill's. And we took stock of everything that we have, from antennas to rotators to wire to connectors and everything. and I think we have enough stuff there that we can build an antenna farm to beat the band. So as time goes on and we start figuring out what we want to do, we're going to take it a little easier this year. We're going to just clean up the TA-33, put that back up on the tower. We're going to modify the 40-meter antenna. That 40-meter antenna really worked like a charm there. Charlie, I don't know if you want to do anything new with your antennas, but I'm thinking, you saw that tripod thing that Wally had. Would you think it would be a good idea to get another one of those? Because it's just an amazing little tripod setup. Put a couple of sandbags on it, and away it goes. WB2YZX.
Well, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything we really need it for. I mean, the VHF, UHF stuff, that all goes on one tripod, and that's fairly easy, but I wouldn't go crazy. I think we got more than enough stuff at this point.
All right, well, we'll see what happens then, and we'll go do what we have to do. I'm sure we'll find... we'll find along the way we're going to have to pick up some stuff. Again, that TA-33 is holding together so nicely that I may not have to buy any repair parts for it. We'll just dust it off, clean it up, and give it its home back up on top there. Funny thing, we brought the antenna analyzer with us. And, well, you remember how the thing was sitting up on the air there. The director... No, the reflector, sorry about that. The reflector element moved a little bit, so it's just at a slight angle. So we were thinking, you know, it's going to send the SWR and everything out of kilter. And don't you know that we put the analyzer on, and it's a clean 1-to-1, 1-to-2 across the audio portions of the band on 10, 15, and 20. So not bad for an antenna that... that Mosley tells me is 50 years old. Good.
Ah, they made them good in those days. As far as where we're going to operate, you said that that portion up on the balcony there, that officially belongs to us now. We can, do you see us using that as an operating position?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to the repair crew at Pickin' Yard tomorrow, and we're going to make a schedule to get the guys out there, and I'll buy them lunch, and we'll get this thing out there somehow. Yeah, it'll be a better operating position than working in the bathroom. Unfortunately, you couldn't have it better. You know, you were doing a couple of CQs after a couple of hours of sitting at the keyboard, you really didn't have to go far. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, hey, there's more than the merrier. This is a cramp sometimes. Hey, it works for me.
WB2YZX and the K2IRT group. Let's give it up to Val, KB2VEQ. Hey, Val, you got to come up to our next meeting. We're going to probably have it at the 53rd Street office. Good.
Roger that. I hope the weather's a lot better at that time. We've been having some real bad weather on these meeting days. What was it, 16 degrees last time? And so I'm looking forward to a little better weather, you know. One of the advantages of being retired is that you don't have to come out when the weather's bad. So that's one of the good advantages. Other than that, you know, it's a nice thing to come out and see you guys, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what's on the agenda, but I guess you guys will send me an email or something like that on it. And I got one from Andy and one from Wally, so it was just the last minute I came across that bad weather, and I stuck my toe out the door, and that was it. I said, oh, they'll have to forgive me this time. It was bad. But if you're available this weekend, we can check that antenna out. I'd appreciate it. I'll give you a call. I don't know what time you're up and what time you start moving around, but I'll give you a call. This is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if that's okay. And we'll see what we can do. I'll appreciate it. For this time, I'll just say this is my last go around, and I'll say 73, and God bless you all, and I'll be talking to you next time. This is KB2VEQ, standing by.
All right, KB2VEQ and the K2RST group there. All right, I don't think I'm going to be able to run around this weekend, because I'm going to be doing a lot of the museum work. I've got the tours this weekend. But the weekend after, and whatever time there is afterwards there, we'll get together and we'll set this thing up for you. You'll be happy. Believe me, you'll be very happy once you have this thing set up to get it up on 160 there. Val, be good. Best wishes to the XYL and the whole family over there. So with that, we'll go over to Charlie. It's getting close to the top of the hour. Let him put a ribbon on his call here, WB2YZX.
Okay, very good. Nothing more on this end. And that'd be a nice topic, I think, some nice talk about the old boat anchor rigs and things of that sort. I kind of missed my DX60 with the one crystal I had. And someone was parked on my frequency. I was out of luck. But those were the good old days. I still had just as... And talking to ZWB2YZX is clear. Good night, all.
All right, Charlie, be good. And yeah, I guess we could go an hour plus talking about all these old rigs there. And the little quirks and strangeness of the old rigs. I'm just happy I've got a vacuum tube linear amplifier in my Ameritron over here. It helps me out in the winter. Those nice 811 tubes warm up the room quite nicely there. So it's not that cold. Be good, Charlie. We'll catch you. If you need anything, call me on the next cell. With that, we'll stop off at Steve's house in Jersey, W2FBR. Come on in, Steve.
Okay, Roby. Charlie, Valve, this is W2FBR. K2IRT group. Yeah, nothing more really to add to you. Other than to ask if you're going to be around tomorrow. During the weekend. I'll be doing the usual thing tomorrow with the kiddie poos. Matter of fact, I just realized that tomorrow is my tax day. Get that out of the way. So, yeah, another $350 to the accountant. I think I'm going to play the fiddle a little bit when I see him tomorrow. Anyway, that's pretty interesting. You know, Charlie, if you ever want a DX60, a friend of mine has got one. He's got one that he's going to be selling. So, if you decide that you want to be energetic and adventurous and you want to relive your DX60 days, I think he's got one. He's got a DX60C. It's in pretty nice shape. So, there you go. All right, everybody, be well, 73s, and God bless, and we'll catch everyone in here, God willing, next week. And everyone have a good night. Moby, I'll catch up with you somewhere along the line. Maybe tomorrow, if you're in the office, I'll give you a call. So good night, all WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR. Are you listening out?
All right, Steve. W2FBR, K2IRT group. Yeah, I should be in the office most of the day. I'm going to take a ride over to Greenwich, though. I've just got to make sure I set up some large posters and some handouts for the museum tour. So if you catch me and I'm not there, I'll just be at Greenwich, and I'll be back when they finally get things together down there. So be well with regards to the kids and everybody. And... let's see, who else do we have? Let's see, everyone else left. Let's see if Mike is still with us. N2OBE. Mike, come on in.
time, nothing heard from him. Again, this is WA2AXZ Lobie for the K2IRT group. I want to thank the owners and operators of the repeater for allowing us this hour and having our little get-together for the K2IRT Transit Authority gang. If anyone listening would like more information about K2IRT, check out K2IRT on QRZ, and we'll give you all the information, the contact numbers and the like for the additional information. With that, I want to wish everyone a gracious good evening, and now I'm going to QSY to 160 meters, 1871, and just keep on the windbagging from there. Guys, have a great night. You got Lobie here, WA2AXZ, QRT on 2 meters.